Rio Tinto says its iron ore production rose in the last quarter of 2015. The big miner says output increased by 10% to just over 87 million tonnes in the December quarter. Shipments of iron ore rose 11% to around 340 million tonnes. Rio expects to increase output in 2016 to about 350 million tonnes. The price of iron ore has fallen by two-thirds since its high in 2011 because of global oversupply. Now, China is expected to post its slowest economic growth in 25 years when the latest figures are released shortly. Economists predict that China will have expanded by 6.9% over 2015. Growth in the December quarter is expected to have increased by 6.8% on an annual basis. That would be the weakest quarterly growth since the global financial crisis. And the Australian market opened flat, but was volatile in early trade. At midday, the All Ordinaries Index is up about one-third of a percent. The ASX 200 has increased 15 points to 4,874. Looking at the movers, the big banks are higher. Oil and gas producer Santos has fallen on the lower oil price. Rio Tinto has gained, even though its production results fell short of expectations. Two commodities, West Texas crude oil, just under $29 a barrel. Spot gold has steadied at around $1,089 an ounce, and the Australian dollar fell back ahead of today's economic growth figures from China. It's now trading about 68.9 US cents.